Always playing another game. I won't swear this for sure, Mergen, but I think the root mystery behind you tumbling all over time must have been Soul Catcher playing. Not a wholly original theory to me. Soul Catcher rated high on my own suspects list. Motive was my big stumbling block. I couldn't figure a why Mergen for anybody, Soul Catcher included. Where is she now? Croker asked. I don't have the foggiest. Can you find out? Smoke balks every time I try to head her way. Croker considered that. Try again. You're the boss. As long as it suits everybody's convenience. You sure your in-laws won't go home? They're going wherever I go. Tell them we'll be on the road before the end of the week. I look forward to that like a case of the piles. I took my white feather and stomped off for a session with the fire marshal. Chapter 95. I didn't go straight there. I stopped by the apartment, collected a flask of tea, a gallon of water, a basket of fried chicken and fried fish, rice, and some of Mother Goda's special baked rocks. I expected a long session. There were things I wanted to do beyond my expected swift rebuff in a search for Soul Catcher. Smoke seemed unchanged. As always. I wondered what he would remember if, as sometimes happened, one day he just woke up from his coma. I hear tell people have done that, even after being under years longer than Smoke has. I filled my stomach with water before I left the apartment. I took in more fluid when I reached Smoke. I went to work. Drifting. Quick check of all the villains. Mogaba and Longshadow, Howler and Narayan Singh and the Daughter of Night were all acceptably located, either at Overlook or Charandaprash. Blade was skirting the Shindai Kus with maybe 1,200 men, trying to get behind the Prabhrindra Dra. But the prince had a screen of light cavalry out far enough to give him plenty of warning. The man had a knack. Before I carried out my obligation to look for Soul Catcher, I took Smoke back in time to see just how early I could find and spy upon some of the principals. I wanted to see what had happened that night I had been held captive and tortured. I wanted to unveil the details of Mogaba's defection. I found that I couldn't go back that far. I recalled that raft on the lake, Mogaba cursing in the darkness. That had to be it. He shouldn't have been there. What honest mission could have taken him ashore? Had he changed allegiances while still holding Dejagore for the good guys? Was his deal already made when Croker faced him down? Did he meet Howler out there, far enough away that Goblin and One-Eye would not detect the sorcerer's flying carpet? Maybe. And if he had, that might explain why even Sindawe and Ochiba